What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre Nicole.
And you are tuned in to another episode of Poor Minds.
Where a drunk mind speaks sober thought.
Hey, girl!
Hi.
We matching.
We are. Look at us.
Look who would have thought? So, real quick, shout out to Who Cherry Lou. The brand got us together, got us in our cute little outfits, looking like some bad bitch Power Rangers.
Period.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, period.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
Ooh, the vocals. Mm-hmm. That was good.
That used to be my shit.
What, Power Rangers?
Yes, Power Rangers. The pink one, duh.
I feel like that's so typical.
I mean, yeah, typical for a little girl.
I'm dead. I was definitely like trying to be the green one in that bitch, trying to prove a point. I was a woke baby. I was like, why do we have to be the pink just because we're women?
So you just wanted to be the green one.
I had to be the green one.
I used to like the pink one. I mean, obviously, because it was the only girl. I don't know. I was girly when I was a kid. So.
Well, you look good. You look blessed.
Thank you, sis.
Hair laid the fuck.
Thanks, girl. You know.
It look good.
Switch it up a little bit.
Yeah, shout out to Barb. I love Barb.
Me too.
So, y'all, our hairstylist, we found a new hairstylist. It's our permanent hair girl, and I just love her to death. So shout out to Barb.
And she's from Houston.
Yeah, she's from Houston, and she lives in Atlanta. So if you ever need your hair done, shout out to Super Barb. I'll put her at in the description.
Yes.
So anyways, what's up? What's been up, girl?
Girl, nothing. Like, it really don't be nothing going on.
It really don't. But you know what?
But we about to have a lit summer, though.
I feel like
we both been very calm and chill for the last few months. Well, I mean, besides, like, my birthday.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I think we've been pretty calm and chill, like, for the most part. But you know.
It's about to get
summer
lit.
Summer coming up. And
summer's
we
here.
Outside. Nah, not yet.
20th. It's, you know, like.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know what day. But anyways, either way it goes, summer is here. And I told myself, I'm about to be outside. I'm vaccinated.
You know, vaxxed and waxed?
I'm vaxxed and pussy is waxed. Just went got that thing waxed yesterday. Garfield is like, we about to go outside.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't wait. I think this is going to be a crazy summer.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely going to be an interesting summer. My year has been interesting thus far. So even though I've been chilling, I still have had like...
I feel like I have
a crazy year.
Yeah. I'm happy to be outside. But I do want to say, even though masks aren't mandatory anymore, y'all please still wear your masks. Especially if you're not vaccinated. Like, y'all have to remember, no matter what the news is reporting, and even though stores and everything is opening back up, we still need to protect ourselves because we are still in a pandemic. I think people do forget that sometimes.
Yes, yes, yes. And protect the elders, you know, and protect the people that already have, you know, low immune systems and stuff like that. You have to think about them people too, you guys. You know, it's not always about us when we're young and healthy. You got to think about other people.
Right, exactly. So don't be going to a fucking local club and then going home to your grandma's house and bringing home them germs to her. You wake up and she dead. Now you mad.
She gonna wake up and she dead.
You gonna wake up and she gonna be gone, bitch. I'm just saying, we still in a panoramic.
Now we are still in the middle of the panty.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So y'all need to be responsible.
Yeah, but I feel like, I don't know, I've just been really extremely happy lately, bro.
Yeah, I've been in a good mood too.
Yes, like I'm just excited to go see my family. I'm going to see my family soon. And, you know, the love life is thriving.
When is the last time you went home?
I haven't been home in a minute, bro, like since the beginning of the year. But, you know, like I said, I was like on bed rest and stuff because I had surgery. But
yeah.
I'm ready to get up and move around now. So I'm just ready to get back to the old me, bitch, and turn up. I'm drinking again.
Yeah, you had took a little hiatus.
I did. I haven't smoked hooks in a long time.
That's good. Your lungs probably good now.
Well, I wouldn't say all that now, bitch.
Nah, yeah, because you've been smoking hookah for a long
ass
time.
I've been smoking hookah since I was three, nigga.
Yeah, you been.
This is a lot of shit I'm going to have to unwind.
I think you're actually the person who put me on hookah.
Nah, don't do that. Because if something happened and you get a little sick or something, a little growth on your lung, you be like, Lex started me on that shit.
I do think that you're the one who put me on hookah. Because I want to say, didn't we? Because we remember that little place we used to go to in Houston? Like, off of West Park.
Were you the reason I started crack? Now what?
I don't do Craig. That was somebody else.
Oh, my bad. Wrong.
You got me confused with another friend.
Okay, so let's go ahead and get into these topics because I'm actually excited to talk about this first topic.
Okay.
So I'm going to let you go ahead and introduce it, girl.
Okay, well, the first topic is, you know, being scared to date somebody after a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like we've all been there before, you know what I mean? Sometimes it's just, it's difficult getting into a new situation or, like, trying to make yourself be open to the idea of dating again after somebody hurt you, especially if it's, like, a bad breakup. Right. You know what I mean? So, I just kind of wanted to talk about that because I feel like we were having this conversation the other day when we were on the phone. So, you know, I think we just both thought it would be a good topic to talk about on the show because I think the boys and the girls can probably relate.
Definitely, because one thing that y'all know about me, especially if you've been a listener since Wind Down Wednesday, y'all know I'm a Leo lover to the max. I love love. I love being in love. I like falling in love. I just like to love. I love love, the idea of love. I just love it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a loving ass bitch.
You are.
So it's just weird for me right now in the space that I'm in because, like, I recently went through a really tough situation. Like, I know I be on the show talking about this nigga and that nigga, but I am a human with feelings, believe it or not. So I feel like I went through something personally with someone, and it was kind of like a hard little, I don't want to say breakup, but it kind of is a breakup, you know? Yeah. Like, I lost somebody that I really fucked with, a friend, like, all of that wrapped into one.
Not your homie love a friend.
You know what I'm saying? We was friends and lovers. Tell me again.
Damn.
Tell me again, my baby. Woo! Woo!
It's not the singing segment yet.
Oh, my bad. So anyways, that was my lover and my friend, and it's over. Like, it's over. Like, over now. You know what I'm saying? So honestly, I'm not even going to lie. I met somebody else, and I really, you know, I'm not jumping the gate. Because let me tell y'all, creative baby already over.
Didn't I say, y'all remember I said this shit a few weeks ago? I said that shit wasn't gonna last.
I'm crying.
I prophesied.
You did, but don't jinx this one. Because I'm not rushing into things, but you. But
I
you
ain't
know
gonna
what?
Say that this not gonna last. But you don't even know him.
I don't, but that's what I'm saying. It's crazy because I was so hurt from my other situation. Usually I'm like, fuck it. Why can't we fall in love? That's how I be. So many things I'm going through. So much that I want to do. That's how I usually be, bitch. But this time, I'm just not like that. I'm scared of this nigga.
Why are you scared of him?
Because I don't want to get my feelings hurt. And it's like,
so you got to stop jumping the gun. That's how you avoid getting your feelings hurt.
Honestly, I jumped the gun like, honestly, I really be joking because, like, with that creative base shit, I was just like, whatever, it's something to do. And, like, I ended up not liking him. But as far as, like, jumping the gun, I mean, like, the situation, like, the little breakup I went through, I really didn't jump the gun with him. I didn't even want to go out on a date with him at first, you know, and it ended up growing into something. The person that we were talking about the other day on the phone.
But you liked him.
I did.
For a long time.
Right. But I'm saying at the beginning, I didn't just jump into it and start liking him and this and that. Like, he had to take me out a few times for me to actually, like, really start liking him like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is just like, I feel like it's the same thing with this guy. Like, I'm like, okay, let me just take things slow. But it's like, I can't have fun with him like I want to because I'm like, why are you here? What are your intentions? Like, why are you going to hurt me? Are you going to, like, stop fucking with me for some strange reason? Like, I feel like that last situation really fucked me up. For the first time in my 31 years of living, I really have, like, this thick-ass guard up.
Yeah.
And it's weird for me because I'm just like, I feel bad for him because I feel well, not bad for him, but I feel like there's a side of me that he hasn't seen yet. And to really get to know me and enjoy me because I have this wall up.
I mean, and he'll get to see it when it's time. I mean, I get it because I feel like I never have been like a lover, like a person that just be falling in love with like niggas when I be fucking with them or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I used to date more carefreely.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now I kind of feel the same way. Like, I feel like I be having my guard up and mm-hmm. I just kind of be like, okay, nigga, I don't know you. I don't know what your intentions are and I don't trust your ass till you prove to me that I could trust you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I feel like I just go into the situation sometimes with having like a negative mindset.
Yes.
And I think that that's the problem a lot of the time when you're looking for like somebody somebody to date seriously, you can't go into the situation with a negative mindset, because sometimes I feel like just by you having that mindset, you're automatically attracting
negative energy and negative
things to happen. Yes. You know what I mean? Versus if you went into it with a positive mindset, being optimistic, you know what I mean? I think you would have a different outcome, because I mean, let's be real, all niggas aren't the same. Like, niggas do be different. You know what I mean? It's very few of them that be different. But I do feel like it's ones out there for us that are gonna be different, and you know what I mean, be the type of dudes that we want. Yeah. We just haven't found them yet. We keep running into
Fuck niggas.
You know what I mean? But I think possibly the reason that we possibly keep running into fuck niggas is because, like, we already have a negative mindset. Yeah. Every time we go into a situation dating somebody, we just already be like, okay, fuck it, he probably a fuck nigga, so I'ma just, you know,
run it up.
I'ma just run it up. Get what I can from the situation, move along. Right. You know what I mean? Versus if we really went into a situation being like, okay, I'm really looking for love.
But I did Yes, I did.
With who?
With the bro. Person.
Because I'm trying to figure out why you lying on camera.
How am I lying? Just because I was fucking other niggas doesn't mean I didn't
know.
So,
yes, you... Bro, what?
Because I was single, too.
But that's not going into a situation being like, I'm looking for love. Just you're... Okay, yeah, you're single, but that doesn't mean that you should be actively fucking hella other niggas.
First of all, it wasn't hella. Don't do my coochie like that, bitch. Don't do it, bitch. It wasn't hella. All right?
Okay, three other niggas.
Whoa.
I'm kidding, y'all. I think it was like one and a half.
Either way it goes, I feel like, but if the nigga really wants you, like he like says he does, he's going to make sure you're not doing everything else.
I mean...
If a nigga really wants to himself, he gonna lock you down.
That's not necessarily...
Should've locked me down.
Yeah, you should have. But I think sometimes, too, like, us as women, let's be honest, like, niggas be ready to be in relationships, and niggas sometimes be ready to take shit to another level, and we don't be ready.
That's definitely,
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, so it's not necessarily always the guy's choice to lock the situation down or to get into a relationship. Because I've been in situations where, like, I did like a guy, you know what I mean? And he told me, like, oh, I want to be in a relationship with you, but I wasn't ready. So that's why we weren't together.
Yeah.
Because I was still weighing my options. Mm-hmm. Now I wasn't fucking nobody else. But
why are you looking at me?
I was... Because you can't find love when you fucking other niggas.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't, bro.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot. I don't think it's possible.
It is, though, because just because my coochie that on me, my heart there. My coochie and my heart, two different entities, nah.
I know, but sometimes they confuse you. Sometimes you be thinking it's your heart and it really be your
coochie.
But
that's why it's called...
And vice versa.
It's called post-nut clarity. So after I get that nut, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I don't like him. Let me go home to my man.
Yeah, that's why you always run into ain't shit niggas, though.
Because I ain't shit. You think I'm attracting what I am?
I ain't say you ain't shit. I think you're a great person. I think you have ain't shit tendencies.
What is this? This is not supposed to be my therapy session, okay?
It's not. But we just talking. I got anxious tendencies, too.
I mean, okay. Well, I think the thing...
I mean, it's not okay, but you know what I mean.
I just feel like, I guess for me, because I wasted a lot of time with another person where I was being faithful to him, kind of.
And why? Because y'all wasn't together.
Exactly. So I figured if I'm talking to a nigga, I'm going to do what I want until you tell me to stop.
But how he gonna tell you to stop when he don't even know what you're doing? Because it's not like you be telling them, oh, yeah, I'm fucking this other nigga, too.
But like I said.
So how is he gonna tell you to stop?
Either way it goes, if you know a girl is single, you're taking that chance of... I mean, you don't know, but you're taking that chance of she could be seeing other people.
I'm saying you could, like, seeing other people is cool. Like, that's fine. But I feel like if you're actively trying to pursue one person and you really feeling that one person, why would you be fucking other niggas? If you're really trying to be with this person, it doesn't matter that y'all not together. If this is who you really want
to
date,
I wanted to go to Legos. You asked? Now what?
I mean, I I get it. But sometimes I think you got to look at the long haul.
Okay.
You can't just always look at the instant gratification.
No, you're definitely right.
You know what
right.
I mean?
You're
and I think that with that situation, it's like, okay, going to Lagos with this nigga was instant gratification, but you really wanted the other nigga.
I really wanted to be in Lagos. No, I'm not going to lie. I went to Lagos with the person I wanted to go to Lagos with. Let me not say that.
Yeah. I mean, you went with who you wanted to go with, but I'm saying as far as like at the time who you were feeling more, I think you were feeling the other person that you were dating more.
Because I still didn't care about him that... I didn't start caring about that nigga until, like, quarantine really hit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was just kind of like, whatever with him. You know, because remember, I had spent...
that quarantine had that, you hooked.
Oh, Lord, Lord, help me, Jesus. At the end of the day, I just feel like...
I know, buddy.
I'm trying to be open and really, like, give this person a chance, but I can't do it. My mind, my heart, my coochie, nothing. Everything is blocked. My chakras are closed, bitch. Them motherfuckers is closed.
I just think you have to, like, try to block out negative thoughts whenever you have them. You know what I mean? You have to give people a fair chance. I'm learning it, too.
So you say I gotta give this nigga a fair chance and not talk to my other niggas?
Why would you be? I mean, I just be trying to understand why do you gotta talk to like three different niggas?
I gotta weigh up my options. May the best dick win. All right.
I think that if you really like somebody, okay. I do think that you should give them a fair chance as far as like getting to know them, and if you're gonna be having sex with them, only having sex with them.
Let me
not
clarify,
saying that you shouldn't still be dating other niggas. Like you can still kind of keep your options open, but I'm just saying I feel like that's what make it hard for you.
Well, let me make this clear though. I have not had any dick
in a long time.
None. Neither one of us have. I have not. Been
but
fucking.
I'm about to get some soon.
Ooh, you is nasty.
I am. I'm setting up my dick appointment so, as we speak.
I'm dead. So, yes, I've really, like, cut off everything. Like, I'm really not talking to nobody. Like, this is the first person I'm really kind of like, okay, this could be something, but I'm kind of like,
But do you even know yourself what you want it to be?
Mm-hmm. I want to be in love. I want to get married.
We supposed to be in love.
I want to have his baby.
You want to have his baby?
I mean, the baby would have great jeans. Awesome jeans.
He's tall.
And
swole.
And fine. Like, it won't work. Got good whole hairline there. Mm-hmm. We can make some shake now.
Yeah, we don't like niggas with the Uncle Fester.
No. So, I don't know. We'll see. So, I'm going to try to open up a little bit. We're hanging out this weekend.
Now, don't open up too much.
I don't know. Now, that's another
don't
thing.
Don't give him the coochie.
I can't give him the coochie. Then what's the point?
No, I'm kidding. I'm really
back at square one.
No, I'm really kidding. Because we was talking about this yesterday, and I really feel like when it comes to sex, you should just have sex with people. Like, people be thinking, oh, I got to wait a certain amount of time, or I should make this nigga wait a certain amount of time. A nigga gonna do whatever the fuck he want to do.
Mm.
So, whether you make him wait a week or whether you make him wait a year, if he just wants a pussy, like, it's not gonna last.
I mean, I literally,
so,
I'm not
I feel
even
like as a
funny.
Woman, you should just do whatever you want
I had
to do.
A friend who literally she was like taking the Steve Harvey advice 90 day rule. She waited 90 days. I swear, y'all know I'm not waiting 90 days for shit. She waited 90 days to have sex with a guy and he literally fucked her
and ghosted her. Yeah, because some niggas just like the thrill of
the chase, right.
And then it's like once they get it, they be like, okay, cool. Like,
I'm not going to lie.
There really don't be nothing else there. Like, sometimes, I don't know, like, I don't know if ladies, if y'all ever notice, but like, sometimes a dude might not really just even be feeling you like that. He just kind of like
he's
sticking
excited
around.
About the chase.
He just sticking around because he like, damn, I ain't got this pussy yet.
Right.
I ain't got this. And then once he get it, he gone because it's like it was nothing else keeping him around except for the fact that he hadn't fucked
nah,
you
now
yet.
See, I've never been worried about that.
I ain't never been worried about it neither. Because
these
I'm
jokes
saying,
gonna
niggas
hit. Niggas gonna come back for these knock-knock jokes, nigga.
They gonna come back for the joke?
Hell yeah. Hey, one thing about me, these niggas be laughing, bro. They be like, damn, I miss my bitch. Every time a nigga laugh, he think about me. Nigga can't even watch Nickelodeon without thinking about me.
Why is he watching Nickelodeon?
He got kids, nigga.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas gonna come back for them good old laughs now.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, I just... I feel like you have to try to give people a fair chance, though, going back to the initial topic. Okay, I'm going to
try to give him a chance, child.
I think you got to give people a fair chance. You know what I mean? He might be completely different from what you used to, but you have to be open to the idea.
Mm.
And I think we're both sometimes just not open
I'm not to the open idea. Right now at all. But I'm going to try to be optimistic. Going to try to give him a chance. I'm not going to give him a nickname yet because I feel like every time I give a nigga a nickname, I jinx him. And the girls, they be asking questions. They be putting two and two together too much for me. Y'all is smart, bitch.
Is they smart or is they nosy?
Well, no. Well, I won't say y'all smart because one person sent me a DM and she was right about somebody. But most of the time, y'all be off. But they do. It just be funny.
That's facts. Most of the time, they do be off.
But I'm just not going to give him a nickname yet because we're going to see where it goes. If I just pop up with a ring,
well,
know.
I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to see where it goes.
I am, too.
I'm excited to see where it goes because it seems like you really like him. I mean, you be really liking everybody, but, you know, maybe this time it'll be different.
I think you know that this is kind of more my type, though. Like, I feel
like physically?
Like, physically and, yeah, just like everything else. Like, you know what I like and what I'm attracted to, so... Compared to, like, the other guys that I've showed you, you was like, okay, girl, okay. But I feel like when I showed you him,
because
you...
Creative Bay.
Stop it.
I was like, what
Stop
the...
it!
I was like, what the
But fuck? I feel like with this one, when I showed you him, you was like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, this is more your speed.
Yeah.
Like, I get why you're talking to him. Like, you know, it makes sense. Like, this is you.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, you know, hopefully he meet the criteria when you meet him in person.
Yeah, like... Honestly,
hopefully y'all have
good.
A good time because I feel like sometimes that's the downside of dating people too. Like when y'all don't live in the same city or whatever, like you be talking to them on the phone or you be FaceTiming them all the time. And then once you get around people in person, it'd be like a whole different vibe.
I know. But see, and that's the thing though. Like he's already done so good as far as like planning out shit and sending the money whenever I'm going to do stuff. Like he just, I'll be like, damn, I ain't even got to tell him. It's like, I think he might be watching the show a little bit. I don't know, because he, it's like he just said.
All these niggas watch the show.
They try to talk to us, you think?
Yes. I think every nigga that have ever tried to talk to us has watched
at least
an
episode.
One episode, absolutely. Because
this
every nigga
like
that.
Cheat code.
Bro, every nigga that be trying to talk to me always say something about the show. They be like, yo, you be talking your shit on this show. Mm. How the fuck you know?
Who voiced that to you?
Anyway,
spicy.
You know, it was nobody specific. All these niggas be having deep voices. They niggas.
It's the one. Okay, so being scared to date after a breakup. We're going to say don't be scared. Keep your heart full and just continue to love.
Don't be scared.
And that's what I've always kind of been, that kind of person. So this is weird for me to be that person because I've always been like, nobody's ever going to stop me from loving. And nobody's ever going to stop me from being a good person and giving my all when I really like someone. So for me, the last situation I was in, like, I'm not going to lie, I'm a human. I'm going to say, like, that nigga fucked me up.
Same.
He fucking broke my heart.
My last long-term situation definitely fucked me up,
I feel
too.
Like a lot of people look at us like,
ooh, child,
we're not human.
I almost ended up on Snapped.
And we be like... Oh, fuck you, nigga. You ain't treat me right. Move on. Like, no, we're still very much women, still very much human, and we got our hearts broke.
I be saying I'm going to move on, and then I do a ride-by the same night.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, so like, I can honestly sit here and say, like, yes, I got my heart broken, and I wasn't talking about it on the show or talking about it online, but I definitely, like, was going through it, like, the past few months, and, you know, now I feel like I'm, like, 80-85% healed, and I feel like... Okay, I'm ready to kind of really...
So it's no turning back.
It's definitely... It's no turning back. It was just things have been done that are unforgivable. And I know in my mind, I know I deserve more. You know, my heart has to catch up to my mind. You know,
what's your coochie say, though?
My coochie ready. She ready for the new bae.
I understand, sis.
Coochie is red tea. You know, I'm going to talk about this in the bed.
I'm like, you got to listen to her.
I'm listening to her. I'm going to tell y'all what Garfield said when we get to the bed segment. So hold that thought.
I'm dead.
All right. So the next topic. Oh, you picked both topics today. Come on, content creator.
Okay. So
what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
Ooh. This is my favorite thing to talk about. Because we need mental health in the community, girl.
It's so important. And I feel like people don't talk about it that much, especially within the Black community.
Right. One thing I will say about BetterHelp, the reason that it works so well for us is that you do it from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to, like, set up a crazy appointment and drive across town and do this and do that. You do it at your own pace. And you can start communicating with a counselor in under 48 hours. It's super easy. And I absolutely swear by it. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, and you can even do it on the go because it's an app that you can download on your phone, and then you can also talk to your counselor from the app on your phone.
Yeah, so if you want to, if you feel more comfortable doing it on video, you can do it video, texting. They can do texting as well.
Right.
Phone calls, whatever you prefer, BetterHelp is going to make sure they get it done. We actually got a patient review, girl. So I want to read this to y'all now. They said, Andrea, not this one now.
Not me.
She's not a licensed professional. I got a good review too. So it says, Andrea is wonderful. I feel completely at ease with her. She is so kind and extremely easy to talk to. I'm so glad I joined BetterHelp. Now, this person was dealing with stress, anxiety, family conflicts, grief, parenting issues, and anger management. And she was just letting us know that, like, BetterHelp has worked miracles for her. So if you visit BetterHelp.com/poorminds, that's Better H-E-L-P /poorminds, you're going to get 10% off of your first month of counseling. And also, financial aid is available. So go to therapy, y'all. You need it.
For the next.
Come on, Bob. Swing it. Swing it.
Stiff wear.
Stiff wear. Swing it, the Bob. There. Lord Farquaad could never. Could never, bitch. He ain't got shit on you.
No, his shit was very stiff.
Giving very much stiff, hun.
We don't like that.
Okay, girl.
So,
let's go.
Yeah, so the next topic that I wanted to talk about is, like, people are always trying to say that, like, in order for you to become successful, you have to, like, really just put your head down and work and not do nothing, not have any fun. You know, you don't get no sleep. You can't sleep. You got to be up all night, working all-nighters and all that shit. You got to be grinding to be successful. So I just kind of wanted to talk about that a little bit. I wanted to see how you feel about it because, I mean, I know I have my own opinions about that. But I want to see how you feel about it because I don't necessarily always think that that's 100% true that, you know, to stack funds, you got to miss out on fun.
Okay. I love this topic because I feel like I can only speak on the Black community because that's the, my community that I'm in. You know, it took me a while power to get to here, people. But I'm here. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like a lot of people in our community are so obsessed with team no sleep, getting out by any means, this and that. First of all. You need to rest. Your mental health and your physical health should come first by any means necessary. So with that being said, I feel like as long as you have a good work ethic, you can still have fun. Life is about balance.
Amen.
You can't do too much of one thing and just think, oh, it's all going to fall in line.
Right.
It just don't happen like that.
It's about balance. You got to be responsible.
You have to be responsible. Now, it's different if you're partying and then you waking up. Like, say you're trying to start a podcast. You partying late. You supposed to be at the studio the next day at noon and you not there. Now, that's when the shit is fucked up. But if you can have balance and, like, we do really good with that. Like, yeah. We still go out, have a good time. But, like, nights before we have to record,
we try not to get drunk and stuff like the day before we have to record.
But I still definitely much go out and it's like, you can still stack your funds and have fun because when I go out, these niggas be paying anyway.
Facts. So I ain't spending my motherfucking money.
I'm not spending my money anyway. For you men, I don't know. Maybe you gotta pop that pussy a little bit because it's lit over here. I'm just saying. As far as
you always gotta take shit too far.
Well, I'm just saying, I feel
not pop that pussy.
If you going out and having a good time, somebody else gonna be paying the tab. Now, I'm not saying go out and be like
with
roaching.
With women, usually, like, I mean, if you going out 9 times out of 10.
But if you're a person that, you know, you necessarily don't have men to pay the tab, or, you know, you're a guy, budget yourself. You need to know, okay, I'm making X amount of money a month. Let me put aside $500 a month to go out and have fun with. The rest is going to be investing in myself, my bills, and everything else.
And once that shit gone,
And once that shit's gone, yeah,
stay your ass in the house. I used to do that for a long time. Remember,
I do that now still.
I used to do that with my cat. Well, I don't be using Cash App no more after somebody has stole my motherfucking money. Oh, but wow.
Well, we not gonna get a Cash App ad.
Fuck Good Cash job. App. Fuck. I know. Yeah, I don't want a Cash App ad. Fuck them. I'm not gonna promote them because y'all be letting people steal people's shit and don't reimburse them. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, like I was saying, I used to use Cash App all the time. I used to transfer money from my bank account, like maybe like $500, $600 a month. I would transfer it to my Cash App card for like leisure shit. And then after I would use all that money up, I would be done for the month. Like, don't invite me nowhere unless you paying, because right. I'm not coming because I done used all my leisure money.
I'm not gonna lie, like, this is the first time I've actually in my life been able to budget, like, right, because I have like a lot of money coming in. Mm-hmm. What I'm doing.
You better be rich.
Well, no, I'm not rich. I'm very poor. Knock on wood.
Well, clearly you ain't got $3 no more.
I still got $3.
How? So what you doing putting $1 in
Girl,
each account?
Shut the fuck up! Damn!
In each account? Because that ain't budgeting.
All I'm saying is I literally put myself on a budget of like $150 a week.
So like, you don't got $3 is what you're saying?
I mean, it was loaned to me. Mm. We got the same business account. I'll be taking some from yours and you didn't even notice it.
Nah, I'm going to notice if you take my $150.
I budget myself still, and I live comfortably, and I budget myself still to this day because I still have goals I want to reach and things I want to do. So, but I still make sure I have funds to have fun because life is short. You don't want to be miserable just working all the time. I feel like the way that everything is set up, it's like you live, if you're like living to work and working to live and this, it's just, it comes like a endless cycle because I used to be that person. All I would literally do was go to work and go home because I was literally making enough money to survive. And that's what a lot of people live. Like, that's how a lot of people live. And that's what really kicked me into like, you know what? I got to come up with something else. I got to really go hard with Poor Minds so I can have another source of income. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I feel like having that balance of work life and a social life and being with your friends, your family, and having fun is so important. Like, just because you're grinding and you're out here trying to reach a goal does not mean you can't have a day off to relax. Right. You need those days. Like, you're going to burn yourself out before you even hit 30. And yep. When the real work starts, you're not going to want to do it because you're fucking tired.
Yep. I agree. I think that that's, like, some bullshit. Like, you can definitely, you know, get your rest. You need to get 8 hours of sleep a day. You definitely need to have fun sometimes. You need to do yes. things that make you happy. You know what I mean? You can't just be working all the time. Like, that's not no type of life to it's live, no working all the time and not never having fun. Y'all haven't lived that way in a long time, because
pussy real good.
Girl.
Oh, different topic. My bad.
Different topic for another day. Another day. But yeah. So yeah, but like honestly though, but the only reason truly that I haven't really like been through that in a long time is because I've had that mindset for a long time. Like, I just don't want to what you annoying as fuck. But no, yeah, because it's like, I just feel like life is too precious and it's too short and your time is too valuable than to be giving all of your time to like a company and doing something where you're never going to really get anything out of it. But like, you're getting money in exchange for your time. Yeah, but it's like, you're never going to own the company. You're never going to. Bitch, stop.
What I'm ready to get to the good part.
You're annoying as fuck because you keep distracting me.
I'm sorry.
Why do you keep doing that?
Because I want you to get to the good part.
I was trying to, but you keep distracting me because you keep making these stupid ass faces. Like, what the fuck? Nah, I don't forgot what I was about to say. You could say something, because I'm annoyed.
I was going to say, now some of y'all going to look up and stumble across a rich nigga that's going to do everything you want. The blessings.
Don't touch me.
But no, but you are right. I do feel like it's, you come to a point in your life where you realize, like, this is enough. But I feel like you helped me with that, too. Like, when I was working, you were like, Lex, like,
Yeah, because prior to those of us that are so lucky, prior to me meeting a nigga, I was definitely a hustler and a grinder myself. And I had like 2 bartending jobs and was making bands a week on my own.
Bands will make her dance.
Period. On my own. So when I decided to stop working in the club, yeah, I had started talking to someone, but before that, I was working, but right. It was like I was only working a certain amount of hours a week. I was really only working on the weekends and stuff and making all this money versus like when I used to work a corporate job, I was working 40 hours a week for somebody and wasn't even making half of that.
But when I met you, you were working your 40 hours a week and we were bartending together.
Speak on it. A what? Hustler?
Yeah, like you were working a lot, but it was just kind of like you got to that point before I did because you was like,
I just knew I'm that not, wasn't the life
right,
I wanted.
Right, right.
So I just knew it wasn't like, what I wanted.
You was like working so much. But even when you first moved to Atlanta, when I was still in Houston, every time I called you, like, bitch, I'm going to work.
Yeah,
I'm
I had 2 bartending jobs when I first moved here. I'm going here. To
work. And I was just like, God damn, bitch, you ever get some time off? But I always tell that
but
to my
But that trap
friend.
Drawer was lit.
I remember the trap drawer you was telling me about.
I mean, I used to be posting it. It was lit.
I remember the good old days. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I feel like now we're at a point to where we can have, like, it's good to have balance. And I feel like that also
you gotta work smarter
in our creativity, too. Because, like, sometimes, like, I just be laying in bed and I be chilling. And that's when I have my most creative moments where I think of stuff that we can work on and stuff that we can do. Because when I was working, I didn't have no time to think about Poor Minds because I was working at my job and doing things for them. So by the time I got to the end of my job, I was like at work just doing stuff for Poor Minds all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, we see you logging on the computer. Why are you on, what is Patreon?
She did. She used to be at work making Canva stuff on Canva.
I sure did. Everything. That computer was full of shit with Poor Minds. I know they was like, what the fuck is this? They see the employee. I'm like, suck dick to get what you need. And they was probably like, wait, what the fuck is this?
Bro, Lex used to always be on the work computer creating stuff for Poor Minds.
I did. But it was just kind of like, that's when I just knew. I was like, I have to fucking get out of here.
Right.
But yeah, I think we both agree. Like, you have to have a balance.
Yeah, you do, for like, sure. It has to be a balance in your life. Like I said, I mean, to me, people that become successful don't get there by like overworking themselves. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, you just have to be smart. Like, you have to work smarter and not harder.
And not only that, I feel like a lot of people are scared to hire people to help them. Like, when you start making money,
oh no, baby, I'm gonna always delegate a task.
We know.
I'm glad.
I really had $3.
I'm going to do that forever.
I literally had $3 in my account. No lie. At one point, Dre was like, why don't we hire somebody? I said, hire?
Y'all, let me tell y'all something. I was ready to hire people since day one. I was like, fuck this shit. Fuck all this shit, bitch. We need to hire people to do this. Lex used to be like, I'm at work. Can you insert this ad? No, bitch. Can we hire somebody to do the shit? I didn't sign up for this. I signed up to sit in front of the motherfucking camera and talk, bitch. Not the edit videos and insert ads and shit. Bitch, no, that's not my job.
Bro, you used to hate it.
I did. I used to hate that shit.
It was
shit.
Like pulling teeth. But getting to the point, what I was saying is,
pay somebody.
Not only that, whenever you get to the point to where you have a budget, like, don't be afraid to, like, hire people and bring people on to make things easier and run smoother. Because, like, when you hire people on, it makes the job easier. It's not that you're being lazy, but it frees up your time to focus on other things. Like,
I just feel like, you know, in this world, like, God has given us all different talents and shit like that. So come I just on, feel like, on, but I feel like, you know what I mean? This person is probably really good at this. And I'm really good at a lot of things, too. And so are you. Come but whatever I'm not good at, I'm not about to try to stress myself out trying to do it when it's somebody who's way more talented doing that than I am. And they can do it easily. And all I got to do is pay them to do it. Like, I'm cool with that. That's how I need to be.
I mean, I got a little money now. I got $6.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to say, like, while Lex talking, she be loving to delegate tasks now.
Hey.
You think we should hire somebody to do that?
She was tired of
doing orders, merch orders. She was like, I think it's time for us to hire somebody.
Bro,
you did say that.
Dang,
I said, not you want to hire somebody.
See how this is why.
Did $3 to multiply.
I'm a little tipsy and I'm done. I cannot.
You goofy today.
Oh, God.
You so goofy.
Anyways, let's move on. Oh, my God. You got my my lash is about to fall off.
Maybe Lex be like, we got the bougie.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Lex P.
And it's your girl, Dre and Nicole.
And y'all know we had to talk about HelloFresh today.
Yes, because it just makes our life so much simpler and so much easier. I don't like going to the grocery store, but I don't mind cooking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with this, it just makes things so much easier. Yep. And the food is delicious.
Yes.
And nutritious.
Yes, it's quick and easy meals, 15 to 20 minutes. So I know y'all got 15 to 20 minutes, you know, to make yourself some food, make your man some food.
Yes.
I made some crispy Parmesan chicken this week. Mm-hmm. Baby. I had good. To bust it open for myself.
Yeah, I had some firecracker meatballs.
Not the meatballs, mm-hmm. huh?
They was busting.
I know it was. So HelloFresh, they offer like 50 menu items, market items each week so you can choose what you want. Whatever kind of preference you need is going to hook you up and personalize it to, you know, your flavor palette.
Yes.
So if you go to HelloFresh.com/PoorMinds14, you're going to get 14 free meals plus free shipping. So that's HelloFresh.com/PoorMinds14 and get you some food, hon. So now we gonna get into the bed.
Hey, the bed.
Bow, bow,
the bow, bed. Bow, bow.
Ooh, you was off beat today.
I thought I was on point. Usually we just be like the bed. Hey, the bed. Bow, bow. No, that ain't how I go.
I think I'm just a little tipsy. Okay, so today we're gonna talk about, we're gonna give a review. So, if y'all don't, obviously, we had Samaya, which is a sex expert. We had her a few weeks ago on an episode, and she just gave us so much intellect and so much knowledge about sex and how to have better orgasms, how to have better sex with your partner. So, we went to thesexualessentials.com, and she actually offers classes. So, we took a class.
Yeah, we took like three.
What class you took?
I took the class about rod and deek in the mouth master class.
Mouth master? Well, you know you've been that.
Facts. That's factual.
Come on, mouth master.
That is factual.
I'm not going to lie.
And I'm not going to lie. When I was watching it, I was like, I already be doing it.
Right, y'all. Drea was texting me. She was like, wow, I'm so advanced.
I really am. I'm top of the class.
Come on, valedictorian.
Period. Bitch, don't play with it.
Okay, so I took the masturbating and squirting class.
Oh.
I took the masturbating and squirting class. And y'all know me. I'm the resident squirter. You can catch me at Las Vegas. I have a residency there performing.
I don't know if that's the show I would want to be at. Because which way do you squirt?
I'm kidding. So anyways, in the masturbating and squirting class, she taught you how to properly masturbate. This is actually for men and women. I feel like a lot of times when y'all hear us talk about this stuff, y'all feel like it'll just be for men. But she was giving a lot of tips for men. Now, what I didn't know is, practicing Kegels, men are supposed to do Kegels as well.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, I knew when she said it, I knew what she was talking about, mm-hmm. but I didn't know that that was considered a Kegel.
Yes, girl, yes. So
like
men
when dudes
need to,
be.
Yeah, niggas need to do Kegels too. So like, I don't care what y'all say. I didn't know this whole time. I've been about that gym life. I'm in the gym right now.
Yeah, I do Kegels all the time, but I talked about this on, I think, one of our past episodes or maybe on Patreon, like using Benoit balls and stuff. So
that pussy's strong.
It is.
But yeah, so she talked about Kegels. She talked about like using different yoni eggs, like crystals, if you believe in that type
yoni
of
eggs,
stuff.
Yeah, yoni and eggs, Benoit yeah. balls.
Yeah, she was talking about all of that stuff. So if you've like never been a person that masturbates or knows how to masturbate, she teaches you. And for men, you can learn too, like how to properly touch a woman. Because that's what I was looking at it like. A man needs to watch this to learn how to touch on Garfield, touch on that kitty cat.
You gonna show it to your man?
Hopefully he already knows how to do it and I don't have to teach him. But if he don't, I will show him. I will show him.
So, yeah, so, like, in the class that I took, like, in the mouth master class, she was talking about how you're supposed to, like, suck while you're, like, sucking dick. And I think most people don't do that. You just be putting the dick in and out your mouth, but you're supposed to, like, suck it.
Okay, vacuum.
So, yeah. So, I thought that
was...
You know
they used to call me Oreg back in the day.
So, anyways, they call me Dicey. So, like I was saying.
I hate it here.
But I thought that was a really good point. point for the beginners or whatever. And then she was also talking about the fruit roll-up trick.
I hate the fruit roll-up trick.
But Lex, okay, so one time I did the fruit roll-up trick on this nigga, and I called Lex, and I was telling her about it. And she was like, what the fuck, are we in high school? But clearly, bitch, we in a mouth master class. clearly, that's where we at.
But it's like, why would you want to put candy on a dick, and then he has to go clean off his dick so he can insert it in your vagina?
I mean, maybe... I mean, if you good like that, I mean, you could make him nut while you sucking his dick. And then, you know, he take a little intermission, go take a shower. Then we could fuck.
What about what I need? Oh, what about
if
me?
If you were smart, he would have already ate your pussy first.
Okay, all see? Right, all
but
right.
But yeah, so then she was talking about that, which I thought, you know, was a really, really good tip as well.
Okay.
I'm not going to go too deep into it because y'all got to go by the motherfucking class. So then she was talking about the lingam massages. But now that's something that I'm new to.
Oh, who?
Lingam massage.
Lingam?
Yes. So it's basically when you massage the dick. But okay. She was giving you different ways.
Techniques.
And different variations of ways to like massage the dick. Because,
I'm
you
about
know,
to turn this nigga even when, out.
Because remember, even when she was on the show, she was telling us how, you know, most people only jack the dick one way. And that's like that. So she was showing you different variations and different ways that you can like massage the dick and all that type of shit. So I thought that that was really good as well. Then in the dick riding course, you know, I think one of the main things with a lot of us why we don't like to ride dick is because your knees.
We don't got the magnes.
We don't got the magnes. My knees be cracking and popping.
Girl.
Crack, pep, crack. What is it called? Snap, crack, crackle, pop. Bitch, yes.
Yeah. So not my, the Rice Krispie treats.
Rice Krispie knees. So, yes, bitch. I do not like riding dick because my knees are not strong. So, she was showing different techniques of ways where you could, like, kind of put your weight on other areas of your body to where it's easier for you to ride dick.
Mm.
She had one technique where you kind of could put the weight on your elbows.
Bitch, my elbows ain't strong either. The fuck?
Anyways, bitch. And then, so back to Kegels. She was talking about, you know, doing Kegels while you're riding.
Now, that's, I always do
but
that.
But it's a certain technique and it's a certain way that you have to do it, though.
Okay, so they got to take the class.
So y'all got to take the class and I'm not about to tell y'all the technique.
So, yeah. I ain't about to be stealing my niggas.
It was a lot of great tips. You know what I mean? So, shout out to Samaya. We love the class and we definitely think y'all should join the class.
Yes, y'all definitely need to take this class because I'm not going to lie. I learned a lot. I was like, I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like with that what I learned from her class plus like the toys that she gave us, I'm really excited to have sex.
And y'all see me and Lex was both looking at our notes because we made notes.
College, best college course I ever took. Okay.
Period. I'm ready.
All right. So now we're going to get into the bob. Hey.
The bob.
Ow.
The bob.
Bow. 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 Okay. So.
We do that for the bob too?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a little tipsy.
Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow. Doom. 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 Na, na, na. We started it. We started it. We've been doing the bow, bow, bow. Okay, so I actually have two bops of the week. I feel like it's getting hot outside. It's summertime. I know y'all love my R&B shit, but I'm about to put y'all on some like different shit. Like, it's time to be outside and roll your nigga up type shit. So my first bop of the week is called...
Roll Your Nigga Up.
It's by Dave and Burner Boy. It's called Location. And it's basically like a Afrobeats type song. Y'all know I love the Afrobeats.
Yes.
And it's like basically about a guy telling you, like, send me the location. I'll be right there. Like, let's turn up. Let's get it. We about to be... I'm dead. We about to be outside turning up. So this is like the perfect summer song. You know what it falls in line with? Your best bop of the week has still been Essence to this day. That might be the bop of the year because you did that. Things that you did, that.
Bitch, I know.
Wizkid and Tim's had that song called Essence. So if you like Essence, you'll like this song. It's such a good song. Mm-hmm. So it's called Location by Dave and Burna Boy. I got a second bop of the week. Sorry. So my second bop of the week, y'all know this is my absolute favorite rapper. I've been catching up with the kids lately. You know, I've been listening to the tunes. How do you do, fellow kids? I'm here, you know. So Don Toliver has a song called What You Need. And I actually tweeted this last night. I am working on I finished my alternative playlist. So y'all already got that. I'm actually going to make a playlist of like rappers getting in their sex bag. Cause I feel like, do you have sex to music? sometimes?
I mean, it just depends. Because I don't know. Sometimes if I be listening to music during sex, I be wanting to, like, start dancing and
all
shit.
Right, Michael Jackson. Calm down. But I feel like there's a lot of good music that rappers have made that you can have sex to.
Yeah.
And this is one of those songs. So I'm working on a playlist of like hip-hop sex music. Because it's easy to make an R&B sex music playlist.
So when you be having sex, you don't be trying to fuck to the beat?
Not really. I mostly like to listen to the words, and it's more of like an intimate type of thing.
See, that's why I can't do it. I be trying to fuck to the beat. Pop, lock, and drop it.
Not you fucking the pop, lock, and drop it. Not toot that thing. I hate it here.
Mommy make it wrong.
So anyways, Don Toliver has a song called What You Need, and it's basically about him just like asking a girl what you need. Like, I'm a double CC you. Like, that's what
we
he said.
Like that.
And we know the little Don like that. So basically, he's just talking about asking a girl what you need. Like, I'm gonna satisfy you. I'm gonna put it in them guts. I'm gonna give you whatever you need. He did say that. He definitely did say that. So
that wasn't an ad.
No, it wasn't an ad lib. He said, "If I take you to my crib, I put that way down in your gut," and I like it. Points were made.
You nasty.
So, yeah, Don Toliver, What You Need. It's a great song. Don Toliver, I'm not going to lie, I'm super biased when it comes to him. He don't miss to me.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard a Don Toliver song I don't like yet, bro.
You haven't?
I haven't. So I really fuck with him, What You Need. I'm ready for the new album. I heard him and Callie Uchis, I think that's how you say her name.
I don't know who that is.
She got a, she's an R&B singer, but okay. I heard they have a track coming out, which I'm super excited about because I like her as well. So shout out to Don Toliver, What You Need. It's a bop. We fucking with it. I'm working on a playlist for y'all, sex music by a rap artist, and it's going to be fire. I got some good fucking songs
on sex
there.
Music.
Bro, I got a sex playlist for y'all, and it's going to be straight rappers, and it's so good.
Y'all going to be fucking hard.
Y'all going to be fucking long and then strong, and it's time to get the friction on. I'm going to end it with that. Baby Got Back.
Baby okay. Got back.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to kind of like talk about the Culture 3 album.
Okay.
So like, what did you think about it?
Quavo actually said that this was the best Culture album. Now, while I don't believe it's the best Culture album, it was definitely a great comeback.
So which one do you think is the best? The first one?
Is that the one with Raindrops, Drop Top?
Yes.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah,
was the best
Bad
one.
And Bougie.
Yeah, yeah. So,
And Kelly Price and she.
Yeah. So the first Culture was the best, but the third Culture is in second.
It's
better than the last Culture.
I agree.
Two was cool, but it wasn't like this.
One.
I feel like Migos is back.
I definitely think so too. And it's funny as fuck because people was really trying to say that they was done.
Yeah.
And it was a wrap for them. But I really do like this album too. Like you said, I don't feel like it's better than the first one, but I do think that it's a great album. Like it's a lot of bops on here. I love the song with
Cardi B.
Drake. Oh. I love the song with Cardi B.
Cardi B slid
on the track. Please do not play with my girl. She slid on the track.
Slid. Beautiful.
But I love the Cardi B song. I love the Drake song. I also love
Don't he got a song with is it Travis Scott on there?
I think Travis Scott is on one of the songs.
Yeah, that's the one of the songs I heard that I actually liked. I listened to the whole thing twice, but
I like the song with Future too.
I need to listen to it again. But from what I heard, I really enjoyed it. I really liked it. Like I said, Cardi B fucking slid. I love that I know what people say about their relationship, but I love the fact that they show up for each other.
I like that.
Like
too.
When Offset does a song with Cardi, he writes his best shit. When Cardi does a song with Migos, she writes her like best or whoever writes it. I'm not being funny. No. See, that came out wrong. It's the wine, Cardi. You watch your own shit. Whoever. You delivered it, bitch. I couldn't do it. I didn't mean it.
I like Cardi.
I love Cardi.
I think Cardi slid on the track per use.
She ate.
But I just am a fan of albums where it's like, because I love to listen to music while I'm getting ready and doing my makeup, doing my hair and stuff to go out.
Mm-hmm.
So I just am a fan of albums that I don't have to skip.
Right.
Songs. Like if I can listen to an album from front to back and I have to skip a song, I'm a fan. And honestly, the whole album is like a vibe. It's a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
The whole album is a vibe.
I fuck with
a few
it.
Songs that I feel like, you know, it's not.
When is Drake coming out with Certified Lover Boy?
He said that he coming out with it before the end of the summer. So we're going to see.
How you know? You talked to him?
No, he did an interview recently.
I was about to say.
He did an interview recently.
I'm ready for Drake to come get you, girl.
Girl.
He on the way.
When he do, nobody will know.
I'm going to tell it. Y'all know I can't hold water. I'm just kidding.
We ain't going to talk about
it. I'm just kidding. Okay, so yeah, shout out to Cardi B, shout out to the Migos, Don Toliver, what's his name, Burna Boy, and they ate all the bops of the week. All right, so now we're doing the Pour Your Heart segment of the episode. If you want your
our
question,
fave part.
I love this part. I love it because I get to see like who's listening to our show. Like, we have so many different listeners now.
Right.
So if you want your question answered on the show, make sure you email us at askpourminds@gmail.com. That's askpourminds@gmail.com. If you're a Patreon member, make sure you put in the subject that you're a Patreon member because you get to skip the line. Only if you're the top tier. The top tier of the Patreon. Okay?
You better let it be known.
Gotta let it be known, girl.
So who gonna read first?
The bob is bobbing. I can't stop looking at it. It looks so good.
I had just did these two in the camera.
Come on, Lord Fourquad. Can we name this the episode? Lord Fourquad. Okay, go ahead.
Bitch, you annoying. I'm a gay man studying as a grad student here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Ooh. I've been talking and going on expensive dates with this really rich guy with a super serious job. He's single and lives in a nice house. We text all the time, and he hints at being together with someone.
Ooh.
It seems like he does not want to have sex with me, no matter how much we flirt. He went on vacation to Hawaii, and I low-key catfished him. We met on Grindr, but I have his number now. I was myself with my stats, but I didn't have a pic. Completely anonymous with him. He sent me every nude he had almost immediately and lied about his age. I didn't send him anything but small talk. He had never spoken with me like this. It was honestly filthy stuff, but I learned more about him as a pickless profile than I ever did talking to him. I'm disgusted in him and in myself. However, I've never had such good dates with someone here. Did I overstep a possible blossoming relationship, or should I let him do him on vacay and pretend like nothing ever happened?
You've crossed a boundary. So now, no matter what you do, when you hang out with this man, you're going to think about the conversations you had as your catfish in the back right. of your mind. Mm-hmm. You crossed a line that cannot, there's no going back. So I feel like if you're so disgusted, stop talking to him.
Yeah.
It's not going to get better. Because in the back of your mind, you're always going to think about what you did in the conversations y'all had on Grindr.
Yeah, you're going to think, you're going to keep constantly thinking about how, you know, he was so open with this anonymous right. person, and he can't be that way with you when y'all communicate, you know what I mean? Which I do think also is weird, you know what I mean?
I think that's weird as well, but strange. At the same time,
but sometimes people are okay with being more of themselves when they don't know who the person is.
Exactly. So I feel like for anybody out there listening, this is not advice for you specifically because you already did it, but for everyone, I never think it's a good idea to catfish someone you're interested or dating in, because if you have a problem or an issue, talk to them. Communication is so, it's like a lost art. Why don't people want to talk anymore?
Yeah.
If you feel like you have questions or you're curious about something, sit that person down and talk to them. This could have all been prevented if you would have just sat down and talked to him and been like, hey, you know, what's going on? Are you in a relationship? I feel like you're not opening up to me. What can I do to make you feel more comfortable? Usually things can be solved with one conversation.
Well, what if he say? What if he tells him that he catfished him?
Tells the man that he catfished him? I mean, the man will probably get mad.
He'll probably get mad, but it's like it happened and we were talking. So, I mean, I'm telling you, like, it was me.
I mean, if you want to be that open, I would say go and just tell him.
Do you think that it would, like, make him not want to talk to him anymore?
It's a 50-50 chance. Either that man is going to cut you off and be like, oh, hell no, because he's going to be embarrassed that you know about that side of him, or he's going to be relieved that you know.
And that's more so what I was thinking. I was thinking more so about being relieved that, like, now I can kind of be more of myself with you because I know you kind of, you know, you into this shit. You cool with it.
I mean, he didn't say he was into it. He just said he
Because, yeah, he did say he was disgusted.
Yeah, he said he was
and
disgusted.
And you cannot be trusted, Mr. Man, Mr. Nigga.
I don't know. I just feel like that wasn't a good idea, but I'm glad that you know now. But I feel like you should probably move on, because now you know his kinks are something that you're not into. Mm. And I feel like if I'm dating someone, I need to like your kinks. The nastiest shit that you're into that you like, I need to like that right. shit in order for it to work.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
Obviously you know his nastiest kinks and everything, and you don't not like that into shit. It. Move on.
You gotta find you somebody more vanilla, boo.
Mm-hmm. Cause we love a little vanilla. Cause we ain't.
We do, but I wanna get freaky.
That was a hard pop. That was a hard pop, Yellow Ranger.
Cause I was serious about it.
Come on, Yellow
Ranger.
I'm
trying to get freaky.
What is this? I don't know what kind of wine I done got today.
I'm trying to get turned ill.
Not ill.
Ill.
Hello, ladies. So I was diagnosed with herpes last year. This was devastating to me, especially because I haven't had sex with a lot of guys. It is actually very common, but not really talked about. As common as it is, I feel alone, and it was a huge blow. I'm feeling better about it now, although some days I still can't believe it. I am ready to date again, but I am dreading the disclosure piece. Do you ladies know how anyone personally that is dealing with herpes, and if so, how have they managed to disclose and date? Also, any advice that you guys might have, even if you don't know firsthand? Thanks. It's crazy. Let me say something, though, because me and you have had this conversation about this specific disease before, because we both know people who have it.
Yes.
And
we do.
It's weird because the person that I know, me and her actually got into it.
Yep.
Because she was like, I'm not telling them. And I was like, that is not fucking fair. And that is not right.
So, me and the person that I know, we never got into it because I just feel like, although it's not right, I just don't be wanting to cross boundaries with people. People gonna live their life and do whatever the fuck they wanna do. Mm. You know what I mean? So, we never got into it, but sometimes I didn't like the way that this person would handle it.
Mm.
Just because I do feel like with a situation like that, with any STD... that you can't get rid of, that you know that you have, you need to let people know that you have it, because you need to give people the option whether or not they're okay with having sex with you knowing that you have it. Because believe it or not, there's plenty of people out there that's cool with having sex with people knowing that they have herpes, HIV, whatever, as long as you're being cautious and you're protecting yourselves. Right. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people who would be okay with it.
I
always feel like honesty is the best policy, because it's kind of like when you're going into sex, having sex with somebody, and a lot of the time people who have STDs that they can't get rid of, their favorite thing to say is, oh, well, you know, I'm going to be safe. I'm going to use protection. Things happen. Condoms break. Let's be honest. They break. You know what I mean? So, if a condom breaks and something end up happening, and then now y'all fucking raw, you know what I mean? You done possibly passed this shit over on into this person, and they have no fucking idea. But you knew the whole time that you had this STD, and if they would have known prior, they might have chose not to have sex with you. And yes, that's fucked up, but that's also their decision, and that's okay if they don't want to fuck you no more because they found out that you have herpes.
I mean, I think the statistic of herpes is like 1 in 4.
It's way more people out there.
More people out there with it than, first of all, that people would like to admit.
Right, so, but nobody wants to get it.
Right. But so, I will say this. I feel like this is a part of your life now. And honestly, it happens. It does. Not alone. It's a lot of people out there with it. So I feel like it's nothing to be ashamed about. You went through something with somebody. It happened. And unfortunately, you know, it's what it is. But fortunately, you're still alive and you still have a life to live. And you are still able and capable to date, to have kids, to be out there and do what you want to do. So I feel like just be honest with people. I can't tell you how to have a conversation with somebody because I don't have it personally.
Same, yeah.
So I've never had to have a conversation.
We've never had to have those kind of conversations. But I do feel like this, I know that it's support groups for stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's support groups for people that have herpes. It's support groups for people that have HIV and stuff like that. So I just feel like maybe you should start going to support groups, and maybe, and you know, it's so many people that you can date that have the same thing.
I've actually heard of that, like, of people, like, dating in their inner circle with, like...
I mean, yeah, like, y'all, I be watching polls. I mean, and this ain't herpes. This HIV is another level. But I be watching polls. But on polls, like, all the people... You are so annoying because I'm really being serious.
I'm listening!
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so, like, a lot of people who might
not
have...
Pray Tell.
Pray Tell and Ricky.
I hate you, bro. Oh, my God.
But anyways, but yes, it's like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like I was saying, it's support groups. It's, I feel like you could date within that community as well, and it probably will be easier for you because, I mean, they'll be like, okay. I mean,
yeah. Cool. And like I said, I don't feel like it's anything to be ashamed of. I feel like people will respect you, but I think you need to, this sounds wrong, but maybe like you're gonna have to toughen up as well, because you're gonna tell people and they are gonna cut you off and they are gonna be like, I don't want to fuck with you.
Yeah.
You know? So I think you have to be okay with that as well. You know what I'm saying? So, but I feel like you'll feel better in the long run knowing that you've been honest.
I'm sorry.
What?
You just funny.
I'm an educator.
It's the wine.
I'm not buying this wine no fucking more.
Because we both been wilding.
Good luck, girl. Question three. Go good ahead. Luck.
Okay, the third question. Hey, Drea and Lix. I'm a 27-year-old Euro-African girl. I started to speak with this 53-year-old Chinese man online a few months back. He lives in a big city in Asia, and he offered me to come and pay for everything so I could be his... No, he offered... Okay, she meant he offered to pay for everything so she could come and be his mistress.
That's what she said.
I think it was worded not the right way. But anyways, when we met, I thought, okay, he actually... Bitch, wait.
Good story.
That's why y'all keep them right here. I got a little booger.
Go ahead.
When we met, I thought, okay, he's actually good looking. Plus, he has good conversation. 2 months later, I cannot stand him anymore. The dick is super trash. So trash that after the first 2 times we did it, I've been avoiding sex like a professional. But he caught my tactics, and now he's pressuring me into it. I'm used to black or Brazilian men. He just can't compete in terms of size, but also in terms of his stroke game. He had a vasectomy years ago, and his dick is very weak now. I'm used to men nutting quickly and intensely, but he takes 2 hours just to release 2 drops. Ew. At this point, I'm so disgusted when I'm with him that I'm thinking about going back to my broke ex.
Oh, hold on.
Bitch, don't never do that.
You took shit too far now. I was
with you until you said that shit. What would you do? Not go back to my broke ex. P.S. I was so frustrated to find myself in this position that I actually started BetterHelp counseling using your code. It helped a lot. Thanks, lady. Shout out to BetterHelp.
Not BetterHelp helping you through the small dick crisis.
Now, don't. I mean, it's a crisis. A crisis is a crisis.
It is.
Don't go back to your broke ass ex.
That's not the option.
But stop fucking that nigga, too. Because 2 hours? You fucking and for 2 hours?
I'm sorry. I like a lot of nuts. I want to wash, deep condition my hair, lay my edges, brush my teeth. Like, I like a lot of nut. 2 drops.
Damn, that's why y'all shit a little crunchy.
You know
today.
What I'm saying? You see? I know you see.
Mm-mm.
At the end of the day, I don't want no 2 drops. I need that splash waterfall. So I feel like, girl, stop fucking him. I don't know why. We talked about this one day, too. Why do women act like the man that you're fucking with is the only nigga out here with money? Go find another one.
It's plenty.
It's plenty out here. It's well, let me not say plenty, 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 but it's enough.
Yeah,
it's enough to find you one, especially if you was being a mistress. Half of these married, I'm just saying, if she was a mistress, obviously he's married. So if you're okay with fucking married men, 99% of them ready to cheat. It's the truth. I'm
99.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. You know this. A lot of married men, we get hit on by married men all the fucking time, bro. All the fucking time. So if you're okay with sleeping with married men and that's what you're doing, that's fine. So it's easy to replace him. If you're not satisfied, y'all, ladies, please listen. And men as well. Stop having sex with people and not getting your satisfaction. Not
being pleasured.
Sex is supposed to be satisfying. Stop fucking people that you're not enjoying it unless it's your job.
Especially, especially if you're doing it for free.
Right. Like if you're an OnlyFans person or you're a porn star, that's different. But if you're just like having sex for pleasure and you're getting gifts or getting whatever, vice versa, I don't know, or somebody you're dating and you love them, stop having sex if you're not enjoying it. Have a conversation with this person. If the conversation doesn't work, I move on.
Yeah, I really don't understand. I don't understand not having pleasurable sex, period. But I really don't understand not having pleasurable sex and you not getting nothing else out of the situation. Mm-hmm. Just some bad dick. Like, I'm confused.
Yeah. I
don't
get it. I mean, it sounds like she was getting something because she said he
had money. Well, I'm not talking about her. I'm just saying in general.
But I would say move on. 2 drops, 2 hours? Mm-mm. No, ma'am. Don't like that shit.
Hey, Patreon here. Love the show. What can you do with someone that is distrustful? I assume nothing, but I'm so into this guy. We're together. He's a BDB and does everything and more for me. I actually think there could be a real future here, but I'm noticing he has trust issues. It's almost like he's baiting me or testing me the closer we get. I don't pay it any mind because my shit always adds up. Right now, he thinks I lied about being asleep. Such a silly and extreme thing to be dragging and saying that he needs his distance. I'm happy to work through whatever troubles he might have, but should I be taking this as a white flag to help my man trust again or as a red flag that this isn't my problem, your loss? It's quite the turnoff, so I'm messaging my good sisters, Lex and Drea, but I spent the past few days gloating about my man. I can't talk to my homegirls right now about this and... They know, hold on. I can't talk to my homegirls right now about this and know how that goes. Yeah, girl.
We know about that. Because especially if you've been bragging about him. I'll say this. I always go back to communication. So if you've tried to communicate with him, obviously you have. I don't understand. I feel like counseling has worked so much for me. I feel like the next situation I'm in, if we come to a, like, I'm like, bitch, we're going to betterhelp.com. Not even like whatever, just try therapy with him. Obviously, you say you feel like he has issues from his past or something that he's been going through. Couples therapy. If you love him and he loves you and y'all want to make it work, try therapy. I don't understand why people are so scared of therapy, bro.
Yeah, I don't really understand why that's never like the first thing
that people think that about.
Pops up in people's mind when they having an issue in a relationship. It's like if you and this person love each other and y'all really want to stay together and things are just not clicking and not working out right then and there, why not go to therapy and seek counsel and get somebody that specializes in these type of matters that can help y'all work through it? Because sometimes it's not something that's that serious to end the relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But these things, like Lex said, is different emotional traumas, things that somebody have been through in the past and stuff that they need to be in a comfortable space with somebody who's unbiased to be able to sit and talk about and pour out their feelings, because they might not just feel comfortable pouring it out to you just sitting there with you and y'all talking. Mm. So sometimes it helps to have somebody mediate.
Right.
You know?
Like I said, I feel like maybe y'all should try therapy if you've already tried to communicate with him. Yeah. But honestly, I'm big on like loyalty and trust. Before love. I feel like it's easy to have a relationship with love. It's easy to love somebody.
You can love me and still not be loyal.
Right. You can love me and not be loyal and not trust me. But a relationship is nothing without loyalty and trust. I want loyalty over love, honestly. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like if y'all are missing that loyalty and that trust, that needs to be fixed first. Love is easy.
Yeah. Love is a natural emotion. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You get to know people, you're going to love them. A lot of the time, you know, or y'all share certain experiences, different things go on between y'all, you're going to love a person. But loyalty.
Oh, now you feel me when I fall in love quick.
Well, I mean, I love a lot of people. I just don't be loving these niggas. Mm-hmm. But loyalty is a whole different, right. You know what I mean? A whole different thing. You either got that shit in you or, you know.
So, yes, make sure. I would try therapy with them. That's all we got to say. So if you aren't a Patreon member, make sure you join our Patreon. It's patreon.com/poorminds. And if you're watching this, make sure y'all like and subscribe. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get our subscribers up, our likes up. You know,
bitch,
what I'm saying?
We need our plaque. You being nice. Bitch, we need the plaque.
Yeah, so make sure y'all like and subscribe. What else we got to add? before I close this, we gonna close this bitch. I got something so good for us today.
I'm trying to think. What do we have to add?
Merch. We got some merch.
Go get some merch.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely go copy your merch. We have new merch coming. You know, we're updating the site every month at this point. So
come on,
get y'all merch.
Fashion
merch queen.
Okay.
Period.
All right. So I got a duet for us today.
Silhouette of a perfect
You ready? Are you ready?
Girl, I know. You call me fair call one more time, bitch.
I'm just saying it's doing what it's supposed to do.
You up.
It's doing what it's supposed to do. That's all I'm saying. Like, damn. I wasn't trying to be, you know, funny.
Yeah, you was.
No, I wasn't.
You was.
I really wasn't.
You was.
I feel like I was.
Because it's only one person that we know to be getting called fair call.
Who?
I'm not saying. I'm not saying.
You ready?
But that Bob do not be hitting.
Excuse me. Can I please talk to you for a minute?
No.
Now, see how you messed it up? We supposed to be in character.
Fine. Okay.
Excuse me. Can I please talk to you for a minute?
Uh-huh. Sure. You know, you look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too. But I wanted to know, do you know somebody named? Oh, yeah, definitely. You know his name.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know his name.
Well, I just want to let you know that he's mine.
Well, I just want to let you know he's mine, bitch.
You need to give it up. Had about enough. It's not hard to see the boy is mine. I'm sorry that you seem to be confused. He belongs to me. The boy is mine.
I think it's your go.
Okay. I think it's time we got this right. Sit and talk face to face. And there's no way you couldn't mistake him for your man. Are you insane?
You see that I know that you may be just a bit jealous of me. But you're blind if you can't see that his love is all in me.
You see, I tried to hesitate. I didn't want to say what he told me. He said without me, he couldn't make it through the day. Ain't that a shame?
But maybe you misunderstood, cause I can't see how he could wanna change something that's so good. All my love is all it took.
You need to give it up.
Had about enough. It's not hard to say, oh, it's mine. Oh, yeah, bitch.
You need don't to give it up.
About enough.
It's not hard to see the boy is mine.
Not yours, but mine.
Not yours,
but mine.
Not yours, but mine. Because you was trying to outdo me, bitch. Let's relax. I said we was going to do a duet, but bring that shit back. Because you got me fucked up.
You need to give it up. That's what I you need about to do. Need to fucking give it up.
Let me say
bitch.
This. First of all, somebody requested that we do a duet. That's the first and last time.
Wow.
This is a Beyonce
I
moment.
I want to sing Kiki Wyatt in a Vine.
Maybe.
Next week.
You won't punish me.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Sheesh.
You won't poo.
Don't let it spray.
First of all, don't do that
Say
again.
It. Don't spray.
Don't do that no more. Don't do that no more.
You don't do that no more.
Don't
bitch.
Do that.
Got some shit in my lashes.
I was trying to cool you off.
I think I got a little crumb right there.
Not a crumb. It's probably some fish.
Oh, but you was eating a filet-o fish. You know your family like those.
Girl, don't be talking about my mama. She watched the episodes now. Bitch.
I love your mama.
Anyway.
Y'all do like filet-o fish. I'm not even being funny.
I don't eat filet-o fish. My mama did when she was babysitting, ho.
I can't tell.
What you trying to say?
You be eating filet-o fish.
No, I don't. I eat salmon.
Yes, you do.
When have you ever seen me eat a filet-o fish,
Yesterday.
Bro?
Yesterday.
And then you're lying. I was with you last night eating dinner.
Eating filet-o fish.
Thank y'all so much. We'll see y'all next week. Bye, y'all.
With a McFlurry.
First of all, bitch, you ain't never seen me eat a filet-o fish. Fucking liar. I quit.